This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. After seeing many of his peers at Dartmouth College struggle with their mental health during his freshman year, Sanat Mohapatra decided he had to do something about it. That's how Unmasked, a social media app focused on anonymous peer-to-peer support, was born. Mohapatra is now a senior at Dartmouth, and I spoke to him recently on campus.
So I can talk a little bit about the backstory. So I used Yik Yak a lot, which was a really popular anonymous social media app that was prevalent in college campuses all across the country. It was known as like the anonymous social media app and it was in high use at Dartmouth. I used Yik Yak a lot my freshman spring, and it was kind of known as like a humor platform, a lot of trolls, but I noticed that there were a lot of students at the school like reaching out for mental health support on the app, and Yik Yak wasn't necessarily a good forum for those kinds of messages. Yik Yak shut down because of trolling and harassment, and so I realized like there's clearly a need for an anonymous outlet for students that are struggling to reach out for support. So I was inspired to create Unmasked, which is like Yik Yak as an anonymous location-based social media mobile application, but more focused on mental health.
Why the name Unmasked? How did you come up with that name?
So I came up with a name when I'd read this Oscar Wilde quote that was, "Man is least himself when he talks in his own person. Give him a mask and he will tell you the truth." And the kind of general idea I saw was that you can't really know who's struggling with their mental health. Like everyone is kind of just walking around campus saying hi to each other, asking how they're doing. But some people, you know, say they're fine, but they're not really doing fine. And there's this general sense of like around mental health that you kind of have to like hide how you're really feeling. So I was like, Unmasked is by giving people anonymity, it's letting people like take off their masks and be real with each other.
Well, can you walk me through it? Maybe take out your phone and show me how the app works.
So the main idea is that there's a main message board and people are posting all throughout the day, and it's generally like pretty vulnerable content. Like I can read one of them out that might be helpful. Okay, they're generally pretty long, but it's like during winter term, I have the recurring fantasy of just laying down in the snow and just fading away. It seems like such a pleasant way to go, and every time the wind breaks against my face, I'm reminded of it. So it's like I could comment and try to like talk to this person. I can direct message them, and there's just ways to kind of facilitate conversation. So the primary functionality of the app is a message board. There's notification features, so I can see the messages I've received and like the comments I've gotten, all to facilitate further conversation. And we do have pretty extensive moderation features. So there's flagging, so if like anything malicious or even like kind of off topic can be pretty quickly removed from the message board by moderators and by just community members. And then the last part of the app is mental health resources that we think could be useful for people to see.
So people can start conversations about how they are feeling, like the example you just read, and people can respond to that with, I'm guessing they respond generally with words of encouragement like, first of all, don't lay down in the snow and fade away. You know, get up and get some help if you need to. Go do something that you enjoy, maybe. Whatever the positive comments would be.
Right. Yeah. So like if you like read through the app, there's so much like positivity and encouragement. A lot of it is like, yeah, I understand. Like I'm also feeling pretty depressed, but like here's what I've been doing to kind of get through it. Like I hope you feel better. Like let me know if you want to talk. Like, or like a lot of people like talk about like, yeah, I've started seeing a counselor. It's been really helpful for like understanding these things. But there's also a generally like prevalent theme of like people being really ashamed that they're like struggling with their eating or their body. They feel like they're not attractive. It feels like everyone else is hooking up with other people. Everyone else is dating other people. Like, why not me? And it's like, there's just a lot of kind of like, no, that's like totally okay. Like there are many people that like don't have all of these things. But like the base idea is that like you can talk about whatever you're feeling with no sense of judgment.
So is this limited to Dartmouth students using it, or can anybody use it?
So yeah, for now it's just limited to Dartmouth students. And the point of that is that we think there's like a common base of experience where it's like, okay, yes, they're strangers, but they're not like internet strangers on Reddit that are super far away that I don't really understand. It's like, there are people that like live within a 1 square mile radius from me that are going through like a very similar experience, but like I might be doing really well and they're really struggling. So it's like, there's a sense of more connection. Like I could be in the dining hall, like walking by, like responding to someone that's like right next to me, but have no idea it's them. So I think like I've kept it Dartmouth specific to kind of emphasize the closeness of the community and just the importance of shared experience.
Well, Sanat, thank you very much for speaking with me. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. This was great to talk about.
That's Sanat Mohapatra. He's a senior at Dartmouth College and the founder of the Unmasked app. You can find a link to learn more at our website, nhpr.org.